Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. It's that time of year again.
Are you excited about the holidays coming up, Cheryl?
Not quite yet, Karel. I'm excited about the release of Michigan State University's Fall 2018 Food Literacy and Engagement Poll.
That's the biannual survey you run at Food at MSU, right?
It is. We poll over 2,000 Americans every spring and fall on a whole bunch of different food topics, and the data is weighted so it reflects U.S. Census demographics.
And why do you survey consumers?
That allows us to recognize what people are concerned about, what they understand, where gaps in knowledge exists, and ultimately, the results provide a roadmap for researchers to learn where we can provide tools to navigate information and misinformation about food. So ideally, all of that helps us to bridge the gap between experts in agriculture and food and the public.
I see. And how many times has Food at MSU surveyed the American public?
We launched the poll in 2017, and this was our third wave. And we've already collected a lot of data on people's attitudes related to issues ranging from food waste to what they're looking for on labels.
Okay, let's start with food labels then, a topic we covered early in 2018. What are some of the latest findings this time?
60% of Americans say food labels impact their buying decisions.
That makes sense. I definitely look at labels when I'm at the grocery store.
What do you search for?
Oh, sometimes low sodium.
That's an important one when we're looking to reduce salt consumption. The survey found 59% of consumers also say low-sodium logos influence what they buy. But the thing is, many of the most popular terms on food labels are fairly meaningless.
What do you mean by that?
Well, 65% of Americans are looking for products labeled natural when they go shopping.
Oh, that sounds pretty reasonable.
On the surface.
You mean on the label.
Yes. But what does natural mean? Why does it appeal to you, Karel?
I guess I assume it's somehow wholesome. Natural is definitely a word with appeal when I think about what I'm buying for my family. It sounds to me like a small step under organic.
And that's mostly because of marketing.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Natural doesn't necessarily imply something is healthy.
It makes me think of something picked right off a tree.
Arsenic occurs naturally, but we shouldn't be eating it.
Certainly true. I hadn't really thought about it in that context before.
It's notable that the most popular terms consumers seem to be looking for on food labels are also typically the most ambiguous.
What other things are we focused on?
58% of respondents look for the term clean.
You're right, I see clean everywhere these days. Clean eating, clean living.
There are now even makeup products advertising their products are clean.
And what does clean mean?
Nothing. But it's trendy and it sells products.
Okay, so clean means nothing. Natural means nothing. Are there more meaningful terms?
Yes. 53% of consumers are looking for the word organic, and 50% say they're interested in the location of production on their food labels.
And that kind of information does tell us more about a product.
And 49% look for the words non-GMO or GMO-free on the label.
And that's informative as well, right?
That's where we get into a gray area. Sometimes it can be, but advertisers have noticed people are willing to pay more money for that non-GMO label. So then we see products like bottles of water or boxes of salt announcing they're GMO-free.
Water and salt, which have no genes to genetically modify even.
Exactly.
That touches on the confusion and misinformation out there about genetically modified foods, a topic we've also discussed on the series.
And along those lines, every wave of the poll includes one question to measure general consumer knowledge about food. In this wave, we found that 49% of consumers say they would like all food with deoxyribonucleic acid to be labeled.
You mean DNA?
DNA.
And all food contains DNA and genes.
Right. That one's not intended to be a, quote, gotcha question, but it does provide a sense of how chemical names can be confusing to consumers.
And that is important to consider, given the policy conversations already taking place about the labeling of GMO foods.
As well as new technologies on the horizon and those already reshaping the food landscape.
Well, with just a minute to go, any other interesting insights from the latest MSU survey?
So many. But one that's really worth highlighting here is that 51% of consumers say they rarely, here meaning less than once a month, or never seek information about where food was grown or how it was produced.
Wow, that's kind of mind-blowing.
We are more removed from agriculture in the U.S. than ever before as people move away from rural areas into cities and suburbs.
That's true. Today, less than 2% of Americans live on farms.
So it's no wonder Americans are confused about complex topics related to diet, health, and sustainability.
Which is a big reason we started this show about how food impacts our lives and our planet.
To learn more about MSU's food literacy and engagement poll, go to the Food at MSU website, food.msu.edu.
Serving Up Science is produced in association with Food at MSU. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.